Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 402. I'm your host, Sid Sauter. We started things off this week with a track from Cave Girls from Kansas City. The song is called Crazies, and it's on the new Amplify KC Volume 2 put out by Weston Recording Studio. Our studio in town asked some bands to come in, recorded that track for them, and created an 8-song compilation that highlights Kansas City and Lawrence bands. A lot of your favorites are here. Wisps, Conkers, Mama's Boy, Tuffies, Rev Gusto, Kitty Guy, and then the Cave Girls there. I just love that band. Everything about them. Such good people and such good music. Anyway, I'm in the sort of mood, it's been a very odd day where, I mean, they're going to ramble or say nothing at all, and I think you'd rather hear me just play music. So let's just do that today. Let's play a new track here. This is Salah Rajabnik with the song Ain't Got No Time.
We'll be right back.
a couple of wonderful tracks there. That was Crocodile Tears with the song Hotwired. That is one of the B-sides on the Back Alley Boys 7-inch, which came out March 7th on Resurrection Records. That band based out of Austin, Texas, they found me on Twitter, and I found a new band I like. Before that, we heard from Salah Rajabnik with the song Ain't Got No Time. That is on the Black and White World album, which will be out June 9th on Phonoflow Records. Don't know anything about that label. I know very little about Salar, but I know that he won't be around for any release parties as he's off being the guitar tech for Dave Grohl and Foo Fighters right now. But when he comes back, I'm looking forward to some release shows because there's some really, really solid songs on that album, and that there is one of them. I guess I should let you know how the podcast works at this point. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. Anyway, as I promised, more music. This is Chastity Belt with the song Caught in a Lie.
Thank you. Here's to your mother, and here's to your second son. Three cheers to the doctors, for they
things down wonderfully, didn't it? That is Holyoke, the project of Neil Holyoke, based out of Montreal and Quebec, with the song Second Son. That is the title track of his self-released album, which will be out June 7th. That song is simply magical. There are a couple of other tracks on the album which are very good, but that one just is just perfect for me. Before that, we heard from Chastity Belt from Seattle, Washington, and played the song Caught in a Lie. That's on the new album I Used to Spend So Much Time Alone, out June 2nd on Hardly Art Records. That album is maybe a little bit of a disappointment to me. I liked the first two so very much, but this one I listened to probably 20 times, and it's just really hard to pick a track that stood out to me as excellent, and maybe that's because all the songs are good, but I don't know, just There just wasn't a track that screamed at me the way that the previous albums did. So listen to that one first, maybe on your favorite streaming service, and then go pick up the vinyl or your physical format of choice. Anyway, I'm out of time. Let's wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 402. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Facebook and Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, a few things coming up. The Flock Party is happening at 19th and Wyandotte on the 2nd. That is free, 8 bands, good to listen to as you're wandering between all those First Friday events. Or head to the Sprint Center to see Tom Petty as well. On the 3rd, Hudson Falcons are playing at Davies, and they've got Sister Mary Rottencrotch opening for them. On the 7th, Diet Sig is playing at the Reverb in Omaha, and on the 8th, they're playing at the Rose in Columbia, Missouri. And those are the two closest dates to Kansas City, and boy, would I like to make one of them. Also on the 8th, Rays are playing at Revolution Records, and I think they've got Warm Bodies opening up for them on that one, so that should be good. On the 9th, Elvis Costello is playing at the venue that shall never be named. On the 17th, Willie Nelson is at the Starlight. The 23rd, Joe Jackson is at the Uptown. And the 24th, the Get Up Kids are playing a free show outside in Lawrence, right outside of the Granada. Looking into July, on 7-Eleven, we have Iron Maiden at the Sprint Center. So free Slurpees and Iron Maiden. That is going to be a big day for somebody, and some vomit all over downtown. Looking at the website, a few things have popped up. There should be Reviver, New Doubt, and Nature Boys photo and video from their show at Holy Cow last weekend, and photos from Shwervon and Cat Tat from Thursday night at Records with Merit. Okay, we got one track left for you here. Let's go ahead and wrap this up. I'm going to play a track from Killing Joke. The song is called 80s, and it was on their 1985 album, Nighttime. I just picked that up this week on the original EG Press because, well, I didn't have it. I think Killing Joke fans are a very bizarre lot. The band changed a lot over its time, and some people are fanatical about it. I was never fanatical. But this was an album that I remember enjoying as it kind of bridged their earlier noisy industrial punk with their later new wave, and this seemed to strike the right balance for me. This particular track is probably the best known now, only after a lawsuit with Nirvana. So if you think this sounds a lot like Lithium, so did the band, and a lawsuit happened because of that. Anyway, let's end things here. This is Killing Joke with the song 80s. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.